Superintendent Mary Wegner stressed that bringing new curriculum into the schools was bottom-up. Teachers at Keetgushiheen and Blatchley have been piloting several possible programs this past fall and spring to help students meet state education standards adopted 3 years ago.
I did not say anything other than make a decision and I will support your process. And there's never a time when 100% of teachers will be behind anything, as there is no time when 100% of anybody is really behind everything.
Teachers at the two high schools, Sitka High and Pacific High, opted to pull together their own resources to teach Alaska's new English language arts standards. But in the elementary grades, it's a different story.
I'm Cindy Duncan. I'm a second grade teacher, and I was fortunate to pilot a program, and I fell in love with it. My students fell in love with it. And it was very powerful.
Duncan likes a package published by National Geographic in particular. Like other elementary school teachers, she's expected to teach all subjects and sees this curriculum as an important tool for teaching literacy.
I was one that definitely thought we needed a program. Teaching all subjects is very overwhelming. So knowing that a program already has it laid out and you can follow along and you can add to it, it really saved me a lot of time, because I was able to then put that time to other things in the classroom.
I'm Misty Feenstra. I also piloted the program that Cindy's talking about, and it was a great program to see the kids actively engaged and learning, and they were so excited to see what were we gonna read next. And I've taught at schools where I've done both without a program and with a program, and having a program to just know that I'm going to cover everything that I need to cover and I'm not going to leave anything out that's going to be critical to my students. It was great in knowing that with a program I can cover everything.
But the National Geographic program wasn't the pick in the middle school. Teachers there liked a series from Houghton Mifflin called Collections.
I'm Emily Demmert, and I was able to pilot a program for the 8th grade language arts at Blatchley. What I appreciate about this program is that it's aligned to the standards. Having a textbook is a great parent resource. I found that also teaching high school and college, that to be true. I find it useful, especially as a framework, and I'm able to supplement materials as needed. So even though we're reading 4 novels in a year, I'm also able to supplement things from the textbook. I really like the textbook because it requires students to answer higher order thinking questions at the end of different texts, and it really helps those students who are struggling readers to look for evidence in the text, to learn how to annotate, and that's something that they really need to do.
These teachers and several others at the meeting made a strong case for acquiring new English language arts materials. The outstanding question now is expense. The district budget is tighter than ever. At public hearings this spring, the board heard some testimony suggesting that buying complete curricula wasn't necessary when teachers, if given time, could create their own. Resident Rebecca Polson articulated that idea during Persons to be Heard.
Basically, I feel like you should rely on the professional expertise in the district to develop curriculum that will close the achievement gap.
The district spent roughly $250,000 to buy new math curriculum materials last year. Superintendent Mary Wegner estimated that the ELA materials would cost about the same. But as a former elementary school teacher herself, she defended the purchase.
So there is this controversy about materials or not materials. And I will just say that the research supports that teaching literacy, especially at those early grades, is a very complex task.
The administration will develop a formal cost estimate for the new English language arts curriculum for the board's approval later this summer. The new materials will be in use by the start of the next school year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.